Hello, folks.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the greatest podcast on planet Earth.
Lost count of which episode it is.
Or your least favorite podcast on planet motherfucking Earth, too. Episode 41 or 42. 41, 42, something like that.
That's because we watched the Willie Mason thing, which makes no sense. But whatever.
Good enough. 40-something, we're thinking.
I can't believe they made a documentary about the guy that used to sell fucking
Not that motherfucker.
Billy May is here from the afterlife. Have you heard of Purgatory? It sucks.
What do you think he's selling in hell right now?
Cocaine. Prostitutes. And oxycodone.
Billy May's here! Do you need a lawyer? We have a metric fuck ton down here in hell.
Did you guys know you're Jewish and a lawyer?
Well, yeah,
and there's the anti-Semitism. Yep. Dear God.
Todd joined Kyrie.
There goes the Adidas sponsorship. So, yeah, we really don't have. We need to go back to having a list to go off of. Feel like.
I mean, winging is pretty fun.
You know, it's fun winging it.
Yeah,
but I feel like we don't need to be like. We don't need to, like, suck the nipple of the list, you know?
It's nice to have stuff you want to talk about.
Can you look right into the camera and do that again? One more time.
No.
Just one more time.
No.
Don't be a coward. Don't be a coward.
You do it, pussy. You see me do it. You gotta do it like you're milking a cow.
I like to do little circles with my tongue on the nipple. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Stop. Stop. What the fuck are you doing? Hey,
now, when you're going down.
Oh, God. When you're going to the back door, that's how you do it.
We are going back door. Podcast,
exactly.
Yeah.
Now, when your tongue kick flip in her chili bowl.
Now, if you haven't caught on, and this is your first episode, no, this is not a gay podcast. Titles may be misleading. What do we do on this podcast? Is this sports? Is this still sports? Occasionally. Sports, therapy, Todd's drug addiction, and sex addiction.
Do you have a sex addiction, Todd?
I guess so.
We also talk about Michael's ridiculous stupidity, too, and his idiotic fans, or choices in sports teams, like the Cowboys and the Nets.
Bolton, you're a Chicago fan.
The Cardinals one makes sense to me a little bit, you know, but...
You're a fucking Chicago fan.
Yes, I am.
Kill yourself. Fuck that whole city.
Did you know they don't have inbred laws in Dallas?
Why do you think I'm a fan of Dallas?
And who voted these motherfuckers America's team?
People in the 60s.
They can take all 60 millimeters of this cock.
Isn't that like 3 inches?
Yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome, buddy. Good compliment.
Packing a monster out here.
A monster mini Vienna sausage, maybe.
Yeah, exactly, bro. The thickest Vienna in the can.
The only thing monster about Todd is his drug addiction.
What are we doing now?
Todd, should we just go in on him?
You have a chain attached to your wallet, attached to your pants that looks like you bought because you saw a black guy wearing something similar, and you're like, you know what, that's hella cool. And you're wearing a shirt that, at this point, I'm convinced was a crop top for a toddler, but it was made for a really fat...
Looks like you got that in the boys section.
You look like Triple H's biggest fan. Oh my...
You practice...
like Mac from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh my God, I see that one.
Why are you dressed like a lumberjack who only chops down other dudes' morning woods?
That was good, actually.
Yeah, that was pretty decent. Why does your nose get bigger every time I see you?
It's because I'm Jewish.
So do you accept Kyrie's apology for to the Jews?
Yes.
No, you don't. Oh, you
just wholeheartedly.
You just speak on behalf of all Jews.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Where's your fucking yarmulke?
That's a different kind of Jews.
They all wear yarmulkes.
Oh my God. No, they don't. No, they don't, buddy. No, they don't.
Whoops.
I'm Jewish. Todd is Catholic. And
if he was Catholic, he would have got diddled by a priest.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Wow.
Todd, you know you're mad you never got diddled by a priest.
I was a pretty fuckable kid. What can I say?
Yeah, you had them boy titties that were just wonderful.
Can I tell you?
He's got them nice birthing hips for the priest, too, you know?
Can I tell you about this date I took my old lady on yesterday?
Sure.
Okay, all right.
I like how he threw in old lady so we couldn't do the what's-his-name joke, but go ahead, continue.
She's not even old.
He covered his basics.
She's not even old, though.
Drove me on a date.
She drove?
Yeah.
Took you on a date, huh?
I paid for everything.
Except for gas,
no.
Driving, wearing chair on the vehicle.
She fucked him, though, from what I heard.
I got fucked.
In the butt.
So we went to this place.
What was it, the schoolhouse?
Nah.
No. I am not going
to... Silver Bullet.
That's not nice. But anyway, we went to this place because they make cute little milkshakes in these fancy little cups. And
we'll call it Dairy Queen.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's fucking Dairy Queen, whatever.
White trash Dairy Queen.
Anyway, we got two cheeseburgers, I got some cheese curds, and she got a little basket of fries. Now, what do you think a reasonable price for two fancy milkshakes, two cheeseburgers, and two sides?
I would say $30 if it's really good, $20 if it's just kind of mid.
$50
if it's, like, garbage.
$50?
It was $50. Did they suck your dick afterwards?
No. No, the young boy at the register said $49. I went, oh my God. I handed him $50 and just got hurt. I got literal change back. It was like 22 cents I got back.
Did you throw it at him?
No, I just put it in the little bucket like, yeah, go fucking kill yourself, kid.
So you gave him a tip after they fucked you?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yes, that was cool. That was cool. That was an hour drive to get fucked.
So you drove up there.
Yeah.
You ordered food, and then you proceeded to bend over, grab your ankles, pull your pants down, and let them grab onto your nice birthing hips. Fuck you.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be exactly what
happened. Well, your girlfriend watched.
Yeah, she watched.
Yeah. Did you get any, like, poon out of this, or...
I didn't.
Did you get a thank you at least?
I did.
You got a thank you. Well, that's something.
I got something. I got cups out of it.
Cups. You got cups?
They gave us the mugs.
They gave you the mugs. Okay, so this is starting to make sense, folks. See, what happened here, Todd, is you paid $25 for the meal, right? $25. Which isn't bad. This is how you have to look at it. You pay $25 for that, and then $25 for two cups. Which...
The plastic.
Garbage. That is literal.
Not even actual mugs. Like,
trash.
I thought they were gonna be nice glass.
Oh my God.
Nope. I picked this bitch up and it spins. And I was like, all right. Fucking.
You know what? Fuck this. Come on. We're going to war with this place. What are they called?
Curly Q's.
What are they known for? Their pube sandwiches.
The fancy milkshakes with fucking. Your fucking tears it whipped into them. Why put icing on the outside of a cup that is already stacked with like Oreos and fucking marshmallows and shit?
Why not? You know what, actually? I'm on their side again.
It was a fire milkshake. I can't even bitch that much.
That sounds fucking delicious. Can we go there now? Can you buy?
No, I'm never going back there again.
And this was where?
And Paris.
In Paris?
Yeah, we drove all the way to Paris.
You drove... That's like an hour from you, so... You drive an hour there,
you spend $50 and
basically
get mouth fucked. The food was good?
The burger was subpar. The cheese balls were actually fire, but I got like six.
So the food was kind of
yeah.
Okay. And then you drive an hour back. You know, I'm starting to feel better about Brazil all of a sudden, you know?
I came home, we took a nap, and then we went to a fucking movie and saw Black Adam.
Okay, so
I know
she said earlier that you were crying at that movie.
No, she was.
And, no, I heard you were. And, no, let me get this off.
Hey, yo.
So you were crying at this movie. Was it because The Rock was shirtless, or was it because you were still thinking about the $50? ESPN just interrupted me on my fucking joke.
Get fucked.
You nerd.
God damn it.
It was the $50, honestly. That really pissed me off. That ruined my mood for, like, most of the day.
Uh-huh.
As it should.
We snuck in some shooters to the movie theater. That was pretty late. There was like six people in the entire theater. So that was fire. Nice. Brought in my dad pin, got nice and lit, watched Black Adam. The Rock was not as shirtless as you thought he would be.
Yeah, that movie's not worth a shit then.
It's a pretty good movie.
Not worth it. I'm not going to see it.
Rosalind enjoyed it, and she's not super into like superhero stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. She into Samoans.
I mean, I know
she dresses The Rock on Halloween.
Yes, she did. I forgot about
so,
that.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. I remember stuff sometimes.
Unless you really dressed The Rock on Halloween.
Yeah, you were too
fucked up and dressed like a Cardinals
player. Yeah, she had the black turtleneck, the chain, and the whole fanny pack.
Didn't even pay attention. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Yeah.
And then I proceeded to get blackout drunk.
Guys excited about Thanksgiving?
No.
I just plan on getting drunk again.
Wow.
Like, way too early.
So what
level of alcoholism do you think you're at?
Not too bad.
Not too bad?
Yeah.
From a scale to 1 to, like, drunken stepdad.
I gave it, like a suspicious uncle.
Suspicious uncle, okay.
He looks the part.
Wait. When I think suspicious uncle, I'm thinking like pedophile, so.
Well, he kind of looks the part, doesn't he?
No.
What's that joke you had? What's that joke you had?
I look like a pedophile and a victim at the same time.
Correct.
You're not wrong.
That's the point of it.
So.
Have you ever
bought like porn? Like went to a pawn shop and bought some stuff like that?
No.
I think that would be really interesting to do. Take a camera and watch you buy stuff just to see like what their reaction is. Do they card you or do they just look at you like you're gonna like touch kids? You know?
Well, depending on
the place, they might give you like a high five.
Are we gonna take a GBD trip to a sex
you.
Shop and see how quick with, it takes for them to card me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm
down. We're gonna give like six of them.
Todd, look at the biggest dildo in there, and act like you're gonna buy it.
Strap on.
That works too.
Strap on. I need you to walk in there, grab the biggest strap on you could find, and go.
Yeah.
Lost my dick a couple years ago.
Oh my god. Oh my god, this is perfect.
Lost my dick like a mom.
Broke the last one off.
In a girl's ass.
My sister still won't talk to me.
It really put a damper on Christmas.
the holiday season, as they say, the holiday season.
Well, anyways,
thanks.
Even this year around Thanksgiving, this one livens things
up. Oh my god. Would you do that?
Act like you answer your phone. Yeah, Dad, I got the dildo. I'll be right there.
Yeah, that could be a good bit.
That'd be funnier than fuck.
Don't worry. I got the dildo. Don't worry, Dad.
I feel like we do this
a lot. Say we're going to do some shit, and then we don't.
Yeah, you know?
We need to get our shit together here.
We get famous on YouTube.
Smoke crack.
We are going to get some kind of a recording device that is going to be worth the shit, and we are going to do this. Excuse me. And I think we could do it with phones, and it'll be fine. So,
probably,
You have a shit phone. Mic phone has a decent camera.
But you got like four cameras on there. You have one of them should be decent.
No, it's different zoom levels.
That's how that works. I see five spots.
Yeah. Those are all zoom levels.
He can take really fire pictures of his small car.
Yeah.
You can make it look like a 10 inch.
I can make it look fucking massive. It's amazing. That's how I got laid. What are you guys talking about?
You go to a panoramic at a super tight zoom, stop it midway so it keeps going, and then you finish it up.
That seems like you're speaking from experience.
Hey.
That's what you got the iPhone in your bedroom for.
Mind your business.
But I wish I did just for the bit, yeah.
God. I think
panoramic dick pics.
I'm gonna start doing that.
It's the way of the future.
I'm gonna just start sending them specifically just to you, though.
Good.
You're just gonna get nothing but dick pics for the next couple weeks.
Has he ever seen your dick before, though?
He has not seen my dick. Thank you very much.
I missed the opportunity.
That was only Cody that saw it.
I'm so sorry.
And honestly, not the best video quality.
Wait, video quality?
He said a video of him jerking his meat to you. We talked about this.
Yeah, it was a video.
I thought it was a dick pic.
It was bad.
It was just full schmeat.
Oh my god.
That's him schmeating his meat.
Spanking your monkey and whatnot.
But hey, you know what?
You know what? You should never send unsolicited dick pics.
Unless it is
your group chat with your buddies. Then fire away, my guy.
Then it's a funny
prank. It is. You know what? I might do it later today. We'll see.
Super funny prank. I pulled out my cock earlier.
Yeah.
It was funny.
I'm going to hit the group chat with flaccid dick pics later.
Thank God I'm not involved
in
this.
I'm adding you in the group.
No, you won't.
Start adding random people's mom into the group chat.
Add Todd's mom to the group chat if you're going to add me.
No.
I'll add you and then you add Todd's mom.
I don't think I have her on Facebook, but I'll add her. Todd, tell your mom to add me on Facebook. She's going to see Dalton's dick and just giggle at it.
That'll be the first time.
Yeah. Because his cock sucks. Got it. I love watching work, Dalton. Just a master of his craft.
Masturbator of his craft, maybe, but...
Michael's been added to the group chat.
Nice.
So...
Oh, boy.
Welcome to full-time employment.
I'm sharing it.
Welcome to full-time employment.
Yeah, there you go. White whole man like that.
Look at this.
I'm lazy. I don't want to get around the microphone.
This is how he shakes his boss, his new boss's hand.
Jesus Christ!
All right, you're on my shit list now.
Both need to be deported for that.
He does.
I went like this.
No, you went with a left hand like a fucking fucking.
All right. All right, fine. Is this better?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
You fucked it all up.
Okay, why is he doing a limp dick handshake? Do you know how to shake a hand?
I'm left-handed.
That's your excuse.
Shake my hand left hand.
See? Firm grip. Firm grip. Both sides. Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
At least two of the three people here have their nuts still. Hey, you know what? No.
You made the drunk stepdad get up. Oh, no.
Oh, God, no. There we go.
Quality.
Hey.
Goddamn.
Hey, could you just, like, here's a suggestion. Instead of jerking off with your left hand all the time, switch it up every once in a while. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Get some Stranger in the Tub.
Stranger in the Tub.
I do.
You do?
Not enough, man.
I always start out right.
You gotta get the right-handed up numbers up.
You always start
right-handed?
How many times are you jerking off a day?
No.
How many times you jerk off a day, Todd? 16.
16?
Rookie numbers.
No, I haven't jerked off a day.
26.
Well, your number seems realistic, though.
Oh my god.
I did it on the way here, honestly.
I could see it with Yellow Wolf playing in the background, just beating your meat.
Right out the window.
Recording it all with the fucking panoramic zoom.
He's smoking, he's lighting up again. Don't get him started, kids.
Oh, all hail.
Don't piss me off, Todd. I will burn the ship.
Okay.
Racist shit. There it is. You go with that. You go with that, Twitter. You go with that.
Racist shit. Is that my... That's what heroes do, buddy. That's what goddamn heroes do. That was funny as shit.
Yeah. You know what we haven't done in a while?
What?
We haven't done the take somebody's phone and sending horrible messages.
You can send whatever you want to my girlfriend, I guess.
What?
That doesn't seem as fun.
Okay.
And I feel like the girl sending it to girls is like kind of...
It's a little predatory.
It's a little creepy, you know? It's,
I mean, if you do
I've been reflecting some stuff we've done on the podcast.
Same.
And, yeah, that Indie AIDS episode, that one was a little cringe. Honestly, that was when I was talking about the whole Brazil thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of episodes after my whole breakup were pretty cringe.
Yeah, yeah. Women make you do some stupid shit.
Pretty gay stuff.
It was pretty homosexual.
Like, any advice for a guy after a breakup? Don't do anything gay.
Yeah, just don't get on a podcast, honestly. That's probably your best move.
Don't write a poem. Don't text her.
If you do, send us the group chat afterwards. So your homies can tell you how much of a
dumb bitch
little simp you're being. We need to bring back Simp God. We haven't had Simp God on the podcast in a while.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh, we haven't even had Simp God on the podcast. We'll have to talk about this later, but I've got a guy that I think I won't be here for the episode. It'll probably be a week I won't be here, but he'll be covering for me. Probably. Also, December the 3rd, I won't be here. So, I forgot to tell you that.
Who the fuck cleared this with me?
We'll have to... I'm the boss. What are you talking about?
You're in charge. What do you mean?
We'll have to... Is that next weekend? No, it's not next weekend.
No.
So...
It is the 20th?
Okay. We can... we'll figure something out. We'll double record.
I only work 3 days this week.
Yeah, I do too. So we'll record double this next weekend. So
you want to record a Thanksgiving episode?
Fuck yeah! We'll have to figure it out because I think I have some stuff going on.
I'm planning on getting like blackout drunk at like 8 a.m.
Do you have any like family stuff going on?
Noon
that day.
Noon, right there.
Noon.
Walk over plastered.
Noon. Okay. Fuck. All right. He's gonna be drunk. And I'm gonna be high on Xanax. It's gonna be great. Not really. Not really. I'm kidding. I don't do drugs.
Do drugs?
Or do I?
I might get obnoxiously stoned on Thanksgiving.
So another thing we needed to cover on this week's episode. Michael bought this lovely toy.
It's for the bedroom, if y'all don't know.
It's a
Thanos gas mask.
Dalton, you break that thing, so help me God.
Can you hold that for a second?
With, like, rhinestone bezels on the side.
I'm not going to break it. Don't worry.
He did spend
$95 on this, so I'm going to try my best not to break it.
And don't even touch it, you dildo. Your fat head's going to fucking... Your fat head's going to snap the fucking...
It's not. We're fine. We're good. Can you hear me? Hey, give me that back.
Don't do that.
Fucking ruin my...
I don't know how to smoke out of this thing.
Take the thing off, you fucking jackass. That's gonna stink.
I just smoked out of my ear. I don't think that's a thing.
Take that off again.
Hold this one more time. Alright, there we go. And you are destroyed.
I'm inevitable.
You know, I want to get in a gauntlet just for when I do smoke.
Here you go.
God damn it, Dalton.
By the way, I haven't brushed my teeth in like 6 months, so...
Have fun smelling that, bitch.
No. Actually, I do brush my teeth. It's been a few weeks, but that's because women don't like me. Have I told you I'm deciding to become an incel? That's also came with the Jewish religion that I took up to.
Oh my God, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know. I'm on bullshit, bro.
Oh so you want to be an incel?
The hell does that mean?
Involuntarily celibate?
No, I don't want to be an incel.
No, you make it. Okay.
No. No.
Whatever. Basically, Dalton hates women. He thinks they're dumb.
I do not hate women. I do not hate women. I just think that dating nowadays is garbage. Because people don't know how, or people don't want to take less than what they think they deserve. You know what I mean?
What?
I don't mean that.
Bro, what?
Like,
are you retarded?
Like, no. Let me explain this. Like, it happens with men and women, right? You scroll through. There's a lot of people that they look through Instagram. They see a hot chick, and they think, I deserve a hot chick. And the reality is, not everybody's going to get a Victoria's Secret model. You know what I mean? That's their girlfriend. So,
yeah.
But I think that's a thing with dating, it seems like. And then the dating pool is also kind of getting very vain and gay.
I'm in the bottom 80%. The vast majority of women are now drawn to, like, the top 3%.
Yes, exactly.
Like, it's a wild statistic.
Yes. That's what I was trying to get to, but I'm so retarded I couldn't. So, thank you.
3% of dudes, exactly.
Rich, good-looking.
Mm-hmm. So me, but I don't understand why successful. I'm not getting it. You know, yeah, I'm successful. I'm rich. Where are my sunglasses?
Borderline gay.
I'm a little faggy. I'm gonna have to cut that out. You know what? Fuck it.
I mean, you look at my asshole. You look at Todd's dick. Like,
yes, I did. But that's for the bros.
It's not gay if it's for the homies.
It's not gay if it's for the homies.
Can you blur something up?
Dicks up for Harambe! Wieners out!
Little wiener bride.
You know what we should get tattooed on our knuckles? Field mouse.
What the fuck?
Hung as a field mouse, dude. I feel like that's Dalton's dick size.
My penis is the size of a peanut. Have you seen it?
No.
Fuck no, you ain't seen it. It's the size of a peanut.
Yeah, I know, you won't show it.
I just quoted Eminem. Someone fucking shoot me.
Better than Kid Rock.
What do you got for Kid Rock quote? I know you got one on deck, buddy.
Bow da da bow da dang da dang. I'm a cowboy.
See, he finished it.
This guy's a fake. This guy likes Kid Rock, too. Fuck you, you stupid cunt.
You're a phony.
All right, we're going to try this. I saw your...
Titties?
All right. He didn't fall for it. Good for you.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what? That was a bad song. Really. I'm trying to think of one that he might know.
See?
He likes Kid Rock. Hey, fuck this guy.
That's the crows in that bitch. Fuck off.
What's your favorite
Yellow Wolf song, Michael?
I don't like it.
I swear to God you do.
No, I know.
You know what? Fuck you two.
What is your favorite Yellow Wolf song?
Probably the one he did with Busta Rhymes. Let's Go or whatever.
Oh, that one? Really? Really?
Daddy's Cadillac's also pretty funny.
Yeah, Daddy's Cadillac. I thought it was Daddy's Lambo.
Yeah, you're thinking of
Daddy's Lambo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fire. That was pretty fire. What do you like then, Michael? What's your go-to music?
Let's talk about music.
This is going to be the music episode. That's what this is. What is your genre you usually go to?
Anything but a fucking Yellow Wolf, really. Oh, there's certain
traditions. You've heard it here first, folks. Michael listens to Justin Bieber when he's in the shower.
Absolutely.
Hey, yo.
You know what? Honestly, I'm going to be honest. If we're being honest, we're all friends here.
Justin Bieber.
He's got some fire shit. Okay.
Oh, Spike.
Can we agree on that?
Bieber has some fire shit.
I mean, he did a song with Chance the Rapper.
He does have some good shit. Right? Right? Good shit?
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
Indeed.
Indeed, right? Indeed.
The Biebs do be bumping.
He does have some bumping shit, okay?
And a paralyzed face.
Now, I'm not saying he's any Nickelback, you know, legendary. The legendary
group.
Well,
yeah, because not even Nickelback is on a paralyzed face.
Like... You need a whole lot of alcohol to become Nickelback. And an abused wife.
Maybe a little bit of meth, too, while you're at it.
Yeah. Canadian meth. So it's less strong, but it's a little bit more polite.
No, they got that meth while they're over in the U.S., just so you know.
Well, how does it feel to suck it?
I'm just fucking expert of all things fucking Nickelback now. Fucking cool guy, Michael. Watch out now.
The Eagles making a comeback here, folks. Versus the fucking Colts. Holy shit, Jalen Hurts to the hole.
Right up the gut. Not even
touched. Hurts a lot of holes looking.
You know what else was right up the gut?
Me with your mother.
Well, see, it's how we do it. The Colts can still win this.
I like how the mascot's bouncing his head off the...
I mean, been used to it. Look at the Colts record. They're 4-5-1. Like, who the fuck are they tied to?
I don't know. I'm not an NFL fan.
Why would I know that? I don't know who they tied to either. I'm just saying, like... Who are that ass? You all had a tie? Like, what?
I honestly don't even want to be watching this bullshit right now.
No, the Cowboys...
It's a bunch of dudes running around in tights making me feel weird, bro.
Todd, you're...
That's just because...
I am. What's called their full socks?
He lifted his leg up a little too high. Them.
Bro, I'll do the splits right now.
Do it right now on camera.
I don't think it'll see me.
Do you want me to move the camera so it'll see you?
No.
I'll get up with you.
And
that's
we'll,
a lot of work.
Get a close up on
It's not that much work.
Says the guy that doesn't have to like risk maybe blowing out his groin and hamstrings.
Yeah, but that's part of the internet. Do it for the content.
Do it for the content. Coward.
I didn't know you were a pussy.
Shut up.
Sound like a little bitch over here, tearing to rip his groin in half. Who knew you were a pussy?
Hey, bro, I'm just not trying to...
You know, real men do splits and blow out their fucking sack right in half.
Real men blow out their back. Be a man. Don't ask for help. Don't let someone else ruin your day. Ruin it yourself. Be a man.
If your wife asks you to do something, don't do it.
Wait 2 weeks. And then if she asks you to do
get
it...
Get mad. Throw a beer at her.
Yeah.
Open.
Crack it open, throw it.
Fucking do it, you fucking dumb bitch. Throw a beer at her. You don't hit her.
Be a man.
You're just like...
You gotta hit her right in the face.
Fuck. Okay. You gotta hit her right in the fucking nose.
Right in the face.
Break that shit. Send her to the hospital. Yeah. Tell her sister she bounced her nose off a door.
Yeah.
Stupid bitch. She's clumsy anyway.
If she goes to her mother, burn her stuff.
Yeah, burn her stuff in the yard.
Be a man.
Be a man. If she gets a new boyfriend, kill him. Be a man.
Fuck him.
And her.
Be a man.
Yeah, fuck him in the butt. Be a man.
Take him out on a date. I mean,
be a man.
Take him out on a date. Wine him and dine him. 69 him. And fuck him in the backseat of his Chevrolet. Be a man.
Are we done with this bit?
I feel like this bit's ran its course.
Yeah.
So, I know you've quit watching basketball because...
The Suns pissed me off.
You're heartbroken.
It's fine. It's whatever.
Have you considered getting a new team?
No. No, I haven't. I'll just continue to hate myself.
I'm considering it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Luka Doncic in the Dallas Mavericks. That's...
Yeah.
You know, we're
to watch. He's a good guy.
We're gonna... You know what?
What?
This episode is brought to you by the Dallas Mavericks.
Dallas Mavericks.
Mark Cuban, tell you to go fuck yourself.
Mark Cuban. Thanks, buddy.
You're a great guy.
Yeah.
You're a little gay,
but that's fine.
You can fuck Todd.
Don't worry.
We'll look past it.
Yeah. He's into it.
Yeah.
Be a man.
Be a man. fuck Todd in the ass.
Take one for the team. Do you want to be rich? Let this guy fuck you? Be a man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh my God.
Oh, fuck.
How's this going to work?
Yeah,
for you and the camera are watching this, or viewers, or whatever the fuck you're called.
Oh, no.
Todd's girlfriend just got here, so...
pulling up in her tough girl Mustang.
This...
Camaro, wow.
You dumbass.
I thought he was going to go through every muscle car name there for a minute.
Mustang
Charger. Pontiac Vibe. No, God damn it, that's mine.
MR2. It's an MR2. No, it's a 2019 Camaro. It's pretty snazzy.
Yeah, she has a more manlier car than Todd does.
Yeah,
we like to remind him about it here, going back to her.
I'm the passenger princess in this vehicle.
Yeah.
I have the passenger seat set to exactly how I like it.
Are you a pillow princess?
You seem like a pillow princess.
Slightly. I can be.
Todd likes to do it on his back.
If I'm sober, I'm just like, I don't want to do it.
Todd likes to
exclusively fuck on his back.
I'll let your mom.
Which it's weird because he does dudes, so I don't know how that works.
It's a diaper changing position.
Diaper changing position.
You know, legs up.
Legs up. Wow.
Legs up.
G's up. You know what I'm saying, bro?
I like that. That was good. Legs up, G's up. So if you get your ass ate, would you rather be on all fours or diaper changing position?
You gotta squat.
You're gonna squat?
Yeah.
You cannot squat deep enough. Let me
explain to you this, how this works, okay? So,
I call it
the Stone Cold Steve Austin theory.
Is my head out of the...
Wow.
So I call it
the Stone Cold Steve Austin theory, right? So what you're going to do is you're going to do one of these, right? Right? And you got to keep a straight face the entire time.
While she's just back there. Yep.
And if you get a little grin going,
you got
to go right back to it. Just angry, like you're taking a mad shit, you know?
So that's what I have for you on that
subject. That's how you get your ass eaten like a man.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I've had that one for months.
No,
I'm glad you brought it up. Where else was I going to do that?
I don't know. Maybe let me steal it for steak.
Fuck you.
I'm going to use it.
That is one of my favorite things.
So
if something funny happens to someone else, I can just
100%.
Honestly, I am wanting to kind of get on stage, honestly.
I do want to try it
at least once.
Just see how it goes.
We're going rogue.
We're going rogue.
Where's the whiskey?
I have
a vodka shooter in the fridge. That is, and some beer.
We're going old school
GBD in this bitch.
Microphone in hand. Big ass vape noises. Fucking drunk as shit.
We need some of those
the beer bottles or the whiskey with the little poppy.
The cork.
Yeah.
That was.
If you don't get that reference, go back to the first few episodes. It was all over the place.
It was me being belligerently drunk It was proper 12, wasn't it?
I drank like there was proper 12.
There was turkey, wild turkey.
I drank a whole bottle of Kraken one night.
Kraken.
Yeah, how about that?
Okay.
He went through a lot of my alcohol.
Yeah, if you ever want your alcohol cleaned out, just...
Do a podcast
with this guy for 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, we had that one little long break, so...
Yeah.
And there's been a few weeks we've missed, but...
Either way,
fuck these viewers, you know what I'm saying, bro? I mean,
they don't matter.
We are at currently that we're at your place.
we are currently at
39 minutes.
Oh my.
39 minutes. 39 minutes. Now I'm going to go into a rant about why the fuck you need to shut the fuck up. Click off this video right now, okay?
If you're on YouTube,
click off this video if you're on YouTube, and go to coinbackdoor.com and watch this video on there. Okay? Check out the rest of the website. There's a donate link.
Donate to it.
Donate to it. What else is there on the website? Go to Spotify. Fuck the website. Go to Spotify. Go to episode 36 and vote for me and Michael for president of this shit podcast. Because we are going to win this goddamn election. But my name is Donald J. Trump. I mean Dalton Todd.
That's what we're going to do.
We're going to do a debate.
Michael,
you get to ask the questions. Go ahead.
We're going to have a great debate.
Start asking questions.
All right, let me get my cup.
Do you not have any idea on what to ask?
No, not really. You're asking the pothead to ask the question
that, about... You know what? That's my mistake. That's my mistake.
Where did my phone go?
It's right there.
Yeah.
Anyways, are you going somewhere?
No.
I thought you were going to get a drink or something. Oh, you have one. Okay.
So since Michael looks like he's probably about to fall asleep, I guess he is not going to be able to tell us this. Do you think your girlfriend would be willing to ask questions off camera?
Just like
political things that they would ask a president, and then we're going to have to go off of that.
I think that's a great idea.
That sounds like a horrible
idea.
I think it could be funny. I really do.
It could be funny, but also, I don't think she wants
What are you going to do about the economy?
Shit like that.
What are you going to do about the economy?
Okay, you know what?
Here's what we're going to do. Hold up. We're going to go on Google and we're just going to look up.
President debate questions.
Okay.
We're going to have Google asking us questions here.
Questions for the 2020... All right, here we go. These are the same questions they asked in the 2020 election.
Given the ongoing COVID-19 crisis,
what should you... You'll do one, and I'll do one. We'll switch back and forth. Sound good?
Okay.
So, given the ongoing COVID-19 crisis, what should be done to ensure that the November election is free, fair, and secure?
Take it away, Todd.
Okay. Well. Anyway. It's all a lie. Show up to the fucking polls. And if you do a mail-in vote, we're gonna drone strike your fucking house. And all the other houses you allegedly voted from. I don't know. Maybe suck dicks. How about that? How about suck dicks? Take that for your COVID restrictions, you fucking bitch.
My opponent is clearly a crazed lunatic.
COVID is real. We all know this. But it is also sort of gay.
So we're not going to worry about that shit. You know what I mean?
Dog, that was 2020.
This is 2022. Almost 2023. So, bro, we're not going to worry about that shit, bro.
All right, what do you got for me?
Home skillet.
With a side of biscuit.
How will you tackle the issues of police brutality and racism in the criminal justice system? Will you support the Justice and Policing Act?
Okay.
So this is an easy one. Okay.
So here at Going Back Door,
we are not pro cop. So here's my solution to this. This is easy. It's an easy thing. We are going to enlist anarchy.
On all the streets.
Okay. Except for certain areas, mainly my neighborhood. Okay.
Are we boring you?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to walk around, and by anarchy I mean you can tackle cops. That's how we're tackling this issue.
You're literally going to tackle the police department
and mouth fuck them to death.
New rule. If you can out-wrestle a cop and get his cock out,
Yeah, so
much. Yeah, not. Yeah, not. Don't go for his gun. Go for his dick.
Exactly.
And not in an aggressive way. In a sexual way.
That seems pretty fair to
yeah.
me, bro.
Yeah. That.
If you can pull his cock out sensually, he's got it.
Hey, you know what? Hey, you know what? Fuck Michael. You want to be my vice president?
Okay.
Okay.
We figured this.
We
out.
We figured this out.
The way of the future. Fuck you.
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, Michael. You've been voted out.
So next question. How will you
engage with the government scientists, public health experts, and researchers, especially on the ongoing efforts to address the pandemic?
I'm gonna
fuck you.
My opponent is right on that, so I don't know what to say about that.
I don't know who's right. I don't know who's wrong, because everyone always says something different, but I don't care anymore. I just don't want to deal with it anymore. Wow, my neighbor is home and they have Christmas decorations. You pieces of shit.
Wow.
Wow.
You and your fat Jonah Hill looking style.
Wow.
You
want to get back to this debate?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. How will you address the recent surge in voter suppression?
AR-15s. Next.
All right.
What steps would you propose in mass incarceration?
All right. New rules. Okay. If your crime doesn't technically have a victim, probably shouldn't be in jail. But if you like killed somebody, probably should be in jail. If you rape somebody, probably should be in jail.
Okay. Sorry, my opponent's.
You're such a bitch.
Was so boring. Anarchy. That's how we're handling that.
How will you tackle the influence in Washington of special interest groups such as fossil fuel lobbyists?
I'm gonna fuck them all to death.
How will you work with lawmakers to prioritize ethics reforms in Washington?
Okay, new rule. If you're over 65, get the fuck out. You're not in touch anymore, Dad. You don't know what's going on anymore, Daddy. Get the fuck on.
I think fuck them all to death would have been a perfect answer, too.
If they don't move on, fuck them all to death.
Fuck them all
to death. Fuck them all to death.
What will you do to address cash flows in the surge? The resurgence of hate crimes, Dalton. What are you going to do then, buddy? What are you going to do about those? Huh? This seems right up your alley, bro.
They did nothing wrong.
There's good guys on both sides.
No, I'm going to fuck them all to death.
If elected.
What senator...
Procedural reforms.
What do you propose? Do you think the senators should eliminate the filibuster?
Basically.
You can say
next if you don't know what the fuck it is.
No, the filibuster is talking to try to extend the vote. It's trying to block voting.
Yes.
Probably should stop doing that. We should have a term limit on the Senate. We should definitely look into their investment records, because like a lot of them are making a lot of money on the stock market, and they like don't ever miss. It's really weird. Or like not even them, like their brothers and sisters, their aunts, their nephews, their nieces. They just like never miss on the stock market. It's a weird thing, right? That seems like an odd coincidence, right? Alright, you
done this. Okay. I found another one. This might be more fun.
Voting rights.
What do you think about voting rights?
Everyone should have them.
I don't think
half of you should be able to vote.
Honestly,
I don't think half of you should be allowed to make a fucking turkey sandwich.
Yeah,
You know?
But we're here, so vote for me, you brainless monkeys.
Come back next week with an update on how many people burned down their houses this year and trying to defry a turkey like a fucking retard. GBD.
Fucking idiots.
Mass incarceration.
So here's how we're solving this. We're going to kill two birds with one stone, ladies and gentlemen.
One?
Hunger Games.
I like that idea.
I like that idea, too. We're going to kill two birds with one stone. We have a mass incarceration problem on one hand, and a mass population problem on another.
We're going to kill everyone in the government.
What are your thoughts on drones? Love them. Really keeps people in check when I can send a missile to the front door from across the plane. That's pretty fire. Let me spy on my neighbors. Let me see what their wife's working with.
Yeah, TE checks.
Yeah, let me TE checks. Like the bush on the husband, see if he's got the cock worthy of them titties, you know? General invasion of privacy.
Next one's refugees. And honestly, here's my thoughts on refugees.
We should let them in.
We should let them in. You know, we have a mass. People don't want to work, and refugees are willing to do anything. Okay, so anything.
Sucky, anything.
You know? National security? Fuck it.
Let everybody in.
Terrorists, everybody.
If there's aliens, let us know for like real seasons.
Honestly, I'm basing everything on our national security here at GBD off of X-Files. So, you're in good hands.
What's your drug policy?
Legalize and regulate everything.
Mine is we're going to imprison everybody for anything.
Alright. Alright, Winnie the Pooh over here. Jing Xing Ping looking ass.
No, wait, let me rephrase that.
We're gonna incriminate people that don't do drugs.
Yeah, everyone's gotta do drugs.
Yep.
New policy.
If you're not overdosing at least once a week. In my America, then you're a dead man. Is she not coming in here because we're doing this?
I guess so.
Okay.
So I guess that ends our debate. If anybody sat through that, clearly Michael didn't.
So you can decide who won. I'm pretty confident that nobody won on that. I don't even remember half the things I said, to be honest.
I feel like I go back and I'm like, I said that shit?
Oh my god.
Wow.
That was crazy.
Hindsight's 20/20, and every time I'm just like, holy fuck, you're a wild boy, bro.
Yeah.
You need to get that in check, bro.
Yeah. No shit. Especially since I'm not editing shit.
Ever. Literally ever.
I definitely have not been editing the videos.
So.
Have you seen the uptake of commercials around the Chicagoland area that are the Io onto Tanobe kid? And just, they just have him in like normal street clothing, and then there's always some like old white guy standing next to him that just looks way too happy to be there.
Wait, who?
There's a Bulls player. I have a hard time.
Io Dosumu?
I thought he was trying to say Ante Tecumpo.
I might have.
Honestly, I was like, who the fuck are you talking about right now?
Yeah, it's him and some lawyer.
Yeah, have you seen the commercials?
Yeah, there's one with the lawyer, there's one with the glasses company.
Yeah.
It's the same setup every time.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're all like, a little bit.
All of them are just like, why do you have this kid posted up like this, not even talking? That's hella weird.
Like, they're not weird necessarily because he's not talking. Because he talks in some of them. But it's just like, it seems painfully fucking awkward.
Yeah.
You know?
But
I've seen worse commercials.
Have you seen that commercial yet?
In the arms of an angel, fly for me.
Okay,
Yeah, I can sing.
Are you surprised?
Are you surprised?
Was it beautiful?
I can do other
songs if you want me to.
If you're happy, and you know it. Suck a cock! Suck a cock!
Suck a dick, suck a dick, suck a motherfucking dick, suck a big horse.
Blow your mouth on my penis!
Alright, so for the next 10 minutes of this podcast, we're going to be sexually assaulting Michael.
Fuck, he wasn't awake. He's been out cold for like a solid 10 right now, honestly.
He fell asleep
after we were a debate. I mean, really. We put him to sleep. Is this Sleepy Michael Part 2?
I believe it is the return of Sleepy Michael.
Sleepy Michael Part 2 makes his return to the podcast. We really need to get more guests. You know? It's been a while. It's been a minute since we've had a guest. So if you're watching this and you want to be a guest and come on here and tell us we're utter fucking morons, go to the website. There's an email thing. You can email that. Or if you know one of us, just fucking message us, I guess.
Anyway, I'm on Steam.
You're on Steam? How far have we gone here? 55? I think we could go another 5 minutes. You know, get that hour?
You know what? We could do that with plugs.
We can do that with plugs.
There's no way we can make plugs.
No, go ahead and plug.
Okay. My name is Tyler. If you want to follow me on Instagram, go check out maybe some of my comedy stuff. Website, going
backdoor.com.
Pretty fire.
Our website,
this lovely human over here. Yeah, you can follow me through Real D Todd, GBD, on Airdang. I think the YouTube might be a little different. I think it's just the Real D Todd. The website also has all episodes on there. They are in order too. There's 15 of the audio episodes from Spotify also on the website.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. I put a lot of work into that, honestly. It was kind of a pain in the ass. Three pages worth. Yeah, about 16 episodes a page. So go ahead and check that out. That's a thing. If I get them uploaded, I've got to get an episode uploaded probably tonight or tomorrow. It's hit or miss on the early access, if we're being honest. If you start giving us money, it'll be way more consistent. I've also considered doing maybe like, I don't know if it's too early to do Patreon and shit like that, but thought about it. Just trying to see what that would take. We might get verified on Twitter. We'll see. Because I heard it's $8, and brother, that would be kind of funny. Fucking 40 views. What? We got 4 followers on Twitter. We're verified. Thank you, Elon.
Big Daddy E dropping a tizzy bomb on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want anything cool, pay for it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think
that. A wild story. We get on Michael this
week. Yeah, dude. Really.
We're going ham. Holy shit, we made it to 59 with the plugs. Okay. Episode 41, 42.
One other thing.
Yeah.
With the website. Donation, email listing. I'm thinking maybe for Thanksgiving a live episode. So this is going to be coming out after the live stream. So hopefully it's good. But we're gonna do a live stream for Thanksgiving, I think.
Okay, I will.
Or.
Okay, you know what? Maybe not Thanksgiving. We're just going to do a special episode of Thanksgiving. We're going to do a New Year's. What do you think about that idea?
New Year's live stream would be fun if we could post up at like a house party.
Oh, yeah, dude.
We
can
do it here.
You know that's right.
Do we know any man in this?
Be having a house party? That would be inside and that we could trust, not like try to steal shit? That would actually be fire, yeah. They seem cool.
Yep.
Episode 41, 42, we don't fucking know because I don't remember. I'm a piece of shit. I'm a bad host. Suck my dick. You're not wrong. Suck my dick from the back. Get my nose all the way up in your crack. And jiggle my balls betwixt your lips. Dirty bitch. Anyone still here, we do love you and appreciate it. You're so stupid, slut, you dumb bait. Wait, click off.
Couldn't have a going back door. This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton Totter, extremely gay.